Well, welcome, North State. We are here on Heroes of the North State, and I am Michelle Slade. I am your host this evening, and I am really honored and just privileged to have in studio with me two amazing people that I have come to know over the years who serve our community and serve it well. And tonight we're going to have Vice Mayor Baron Browning of the City of Anderson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's our pleasure. And then also Christy Lanham, and she's with Sierra Pacific. She is the Community Relations Manager. Welcome, Christy.
Good evening. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Now, if you are just tuning in for the first time to Heroes of the North State, let me give you a little bit of background of who we are and why we host the show every month. We come to you once on the second Thursday of every month at 6:05 to shine a light on those local heroes in our community who rise above, make a difference in the lives of their friends, their neighbors, their community, their workplace, nonprofit organizations, and the list goes on and on. And it is my pleasure to be able to get to meet these people, get to know them better, and introduce them to our community, because they are here not because they have to or because they were told to, but simply because it's the right thing to do and it's just born in them. They like to serve. They like to give back to our community. So tonight we're going to take an approach where we're just going to talk to these, to Baron and to Christy, and we're going to learn about who they are and what makes them tick and how did they end up where they are today. And we're just going to have an informal conversation, and we welcome you to join in with us. So with all of that, why don't we go ahead and start with you, Baron, and give us just a quick little overview as Vice Mayor. So what is your role today? And just kind of a little overview.
Sure. So I've been serving for the last almost 7 years now of vice mayor for the city, or the councilman for the city of Anderson. Not always a vice mayor, of course. But yeah. And then I run a couple businesses. There'll be an announcement in the coming week or so about my second one, so I won't blow that tonight.
okay.
But then the general manager manage Spherion Staffing. Also, that moved to Anderson this past August.
Yeah, that was quite a move.
It's been a blessing. It's been amazing. What a support from the city to move there. And then we'll get into it later, but what a transformation of what used to be downtown Anderson. We were the first ones to start developing that area. It's further back than that, but
yes.
recently to redevelop some of those old 100-year-old buildings. So we're blessed to be there, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Well, look forward to hearing more about that. And then, so Christy, tell us a little bit about your role at Sierra Pacific.
Sure. I have the fantastic pleasure of serving the North Sierra region, which includes our northern 10 counties in California. So definitely a phenomenal region. It's the best region in California, the real NorCal. But in all capacities, as far as our community outreach, partnerships with education institutions, our local schools, partnership with our public safety partners. And so when you think of our northern 10 counties, all of those entities, agencies, counties, cities, and nonprofits that really are the fabric of our community. So in the capacity of my role, it may be working with folks in the industry, so in the timber mm-hmm. industry and manufacturing. It may be working on our next generation workforce and how we invest and work with our high school, even our middle school and younger youth, right? And talking and sharing about careers and opportunities for them right here in our own backyard, as well as those partnerships with those nonprofits that really breathe into what makes the quality of life here as great as it is. And obviously working with Michelle Slade in the past with the farm bureaus. I work with fire state councils and so many others that really equally have a whole heart in the community, like the Emerson family and an administration of the Sierra Pacific Foundation. So we wholeheartedly believe, which is why I made the leap from City of Reading and City Hall a couple years back, was because they truly live by their work ethic and culture, and invest in healthy communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. As I've come to know more and more about them over the last few years, I haven't met anyone who has been employed with them currently or in the past who hasn't had anything to say but nice things to say. So that's wonderful. So then here this evening, so you have these two amazing people who are in these very important roles in our community, serving us every day in many different capacities and wearing many different hats. So you're a little child, Baron, and you're thinking, what do I want to be when I grow up? Are you close to that? Did you have any inkling that you were going to be in public service?
No, not never. Never did I think that. It's never crossed my mind. And I want to contribute all that to Norma Comnick after joining Anderson Rotary and really pointing me in the direction of public service with the city of Anderson.
Yes.
And the potential for growth that we both enjoyed and we saw that could happen in the city of Anderson. And truly, I would tell you that 100% it has happened.
Yes.
The last 7 years of our life in Anderson has completely changed from what it was 7 years ago to what it is today.
Well,
and I attribute that to all of us, and I
mm-hmm.
mean that, all of us. All of us worked very hard as a council, as staff, our city manager, and the public
right.
to really make that transformation. They believed in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were like, here's what we envision, and everybody bought into it.
Yeah.
And it has totally transformed the way people look at Anderson, the way that people live in Anderson,
mm-hmm.
And what we really have done with the money and managing it the way we manage as a city,
mm-hmm.
being conservative with our finances, yet also making a place. And I tell my child, my daughter, this all the time, that when I was growing up, I look back and I go, what an amazing place I lived. Right. All the
yeah.
things that I got to do, the fishing, the hunting and all the things that I got to do, you get those things today by living right here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And the things that we provide for that city by doing the things that we do,
mm-hmm.
I want all of our children in Anderson to look back in 20 years and go, it was an amazing time.
Yes, exactly.
I enjoyed it.
Well, and that's what we equally did the same, right? As growing up here in Northern California, we were provided with the most amazing opportunities and endless possibilities, and may have moved away or gone away for school, and also, you know, my spouse for the military and that service. But boy, when it was time to set roots and start
mm-hmm.
our own family and where we were going to land to raise them, there was no question or doubt in our minds. It was, we cannot wait to get back to Northern California, set our roots and provide that same opportunity and beautiful way of life we have up here in the North Bay.
No, oh, that's so true. That's very much my own story growing up. So I was always a California girl. I was born in Bakersfield and raised there until about 10. And then we came up here to go camping at Whiskey Town, and we had like a family camp out with some other family members. And it was a 2-week kind of deal. And the first week we all enjoyed it together. And the second week my father said, I'm going to go look for work. We're moving here. And the rest is history. So
fantastic.
We moved up here and I've been here pretty much ever since. You know, went to Bakersfield again for a couple of years, but came back at 17 and was like, no, this is where we're going to stay.
Yeah. Doesn't get
any
better.
It's a good community, the whole North State. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yep.
So, Baron, what was your, are men like little girls? We lay there and think, what are we going to be when we grow up, and what kind of house am I going to live in, and who am I going to marry? Like, do you do that?
No. I got to be honest, I did not do that.
You're like skipping rocks and
I honestly had no idea what I was going to do. Outside of going to school and going to college after school.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. And in the middle of all that, I joined the Marine Corps.
Yes, exactly. And I want to talk more about that, but we have to take a commercial
sure.
break. So we will be right back. We're going to hear more about Baron Browning and Kristen Lantham, and I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be right back.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Well, welcome back. You're tuning in to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade, your host this evening. Here live in the studio, we have Baron Browning, Vice Mayor of City of Anderson, and serves on the council. And then alongside him is Chrissy Lanham, and she is with Sierra Pacific Community Relations Manager. And thank you both for coming. And if you're just tuning in, we left off with Baron. He was going to tell us a little bit about him growing up and his schooling and kind of that stage in his life. So, Baron, I don't want to take much more time, so I'll let you go ahead and start off.
Sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in Eastern Oregon, a little town called Dayville outside of John Day. And if you're a hunter, which most of we are here in the
yeah.
state,
love John Day.
It was a great hunting area, and we actually used to make fun of all of you back in my day where I live.
But, California folks.
Yeah, well, it was California people. Here they come again. But so just a small town, population 105 people, 56 kids, K through 12. My graduating class was six. Just an amazing time in my life where you knew everybody, small town, everybody took care of everybody, very similar to the way, in fact, exactly the way we live today.
Yeah.
In Anderson, California.
Yeah.
You know, we know our neighbors, we love our neighbors, we take care of each other. And I'll get into that a little bit when we talk about community
yeah.
service. But left there and went off to college in North Dakota. And about halfway through, was financially in a predicament. Do I get a loan? Do I have a long time to pay back the money? Or do I go on and join service? So my cousin was in the Marine Corps. I called him. We had a long discussion. He said, you should do it. It's changed my life.
Yeah.
So went and spoke with a recruiter. Took me about 60 days to figure out where I was with that, with testing and everything,
mm-hmm.
and ended up joining the United States Marine Corps Reserves. to finish up school and to also get schooling paid for.
Yeah, so a lot of families do that, and it turns out to be a life passion or a way of life. Like, it changes your way of thinking or your heart's desire. Maybe you don't know you want to go into active service, but maybe that's something that just like sparked it in that moment. So let me ask you, do you have siblings as well?
No siblings.
So you're an only child.
I am an only child. Yes.
And your mom and dad here, you're going to go off to the serve our country. So
I actually called and told them because I was in North Dakota. So
oh, okay.
You know, that phone call of, hey, I'm leaving.
Yeah, again.
Oh, I'm not even there, but hey, I'm going.
Just so you know.
It did not scare them whatsoever. Dad, my father on his side had, his brothers were in the military, and so that did not bother him one other. In fact, he would tell you today that it was a brilliant move.
Good.
And, we had no discussion. I waited till the very last minute to tell him. Mm-hmm. They didn't know how it would feel.
Can't lay that on a mother's heart.
Right.
Right. We're sitting here thinking about it from
come
the mom's side.
Back then, we hadn't had a war in a long time.
And so it had a safer feel to
it. A safer feel to them for that. And ended up graduating from college and then going on. I'm an all-in or all-out guy. If you know me at all, I'm either all-in or all-out. I can't do the halfway thing. I did it to finish school, but I knew before I was going to graduate that I was going to go full-time and immediately did that.
Mm. Correct. So what was your role in service?
Logistics embarkation. That's what I went into. So that's basically it's very much warehousing, so planning and loading Marine Corps equipment on
important operations.
Planes, trains, ships,
automobiles.
Yeah, planes, trains, automobiles. Very much.
Thanks, Christy.
So I got out of, left there and immediately got stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, which is the big hub. That's where everything happens. And was logistics embarkation. Little did I know that there was a war coming.
Yes.
Our first Gulf War during my time, which was amazing and totally heartbreaking as some of my buddies left and didn't come back. So some of my buddies came back and were in a different mindset than when they left.
Mm-hmm.
So it really changes your perspective on life.
Yeah,
I was in safe zone and they weren't.
Right.
So that's... It was heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, but I will tell you this, and I believe this to my soul today, and that is that the Marine Corps made me a man, totally changed my life.
Mm.
And I don't mean a man as in, here I am, I can conquer, all tough. I mean a man as in I really grew up.
Right.
I really understood the difference between my childhood and a lot of playtime between high school and college. To when I left the Marine Corps to know that my path was going to be different.
Yeah.
That I was going to fulfill a dream of a family and where I wanted to live. Well, at that time where I thought I wanted to live.
Yes,
exactly. Those paths change.
Yeah, always.
But that service.
But that service made that direction happen. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing time in my life. I even told my own kids, if you're confused, you just go in the military. And that's a tough call when you're in the middle of wars, right? But I knew that at least that they would understand really work ethic and understanding that you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. That and team.
That team play where today I don't think we do a very good job of teaching those things.
Mm-hmm.
Even as parents, I know I've failed in those areas. But it really is a sense of belonging,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I was going to say, and it's unparalleled. So I was a military spouse as well. Didn't serve myself, but, Tyler was in the Air Force and with OSI, and it was one of those where when we, he's from Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Shasta County, six generations deep, but his duty station and assignment was over in Italy, and your world gets really small. But, when you're on that Air Force base with 10,000 strong Americans, and especially with that security forces and team, that's your family. I mean, that is your camaraderie. That is your community and the service and support for one another, whether it's we were there a short time and then 9/11 happened, and our world's kind of the same deal.
Yeah.
Shifted overnight, and to watch those planes fly out to bomb Iraq, I mean, it's those are tough times, and, you know, spouses with their partner deployed and kids without their fathers or mothers for times. But guess what? You come together as a community, support one another, and it is a camaraderie that is indescribable. And even it's been close to, I guess, 15 years, and we're still connecting with those families and reconnecting even this weekend. Tyler is with one of his buddies from Baghdad, and there's just something about it, but it makes you your fiber stronger and prouder, and really does bring you together.
It does.
Yeah. That's so true. So, Christy, we ask Barron, so I'll ask you, are you doing anything that you remotely thought you would do when you were a young Christy growing up?
You know, in some capacities, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly, I'd say no.
Never exactly.
Never exactly. But, you know, growing up here in Shasta County and having such a huge, longstanding family and 70-plus cousins in Shasta County.
Wow.
And that, you know, we attended schools locally. My husband and I met in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went off to St. Mary's for college and played ball. He went off into the service. But I can, you know, truly say that I always dreamed and wanted to be a business owner or an entrepreneur like my dad, but also had a huge heart for social services and nonprofit work and education like my mom. And so amazingly,
you're like, you
put
are
those
hybrid.
Two together, right?
Yes.
We still, as of today, and will as forever, continue. My husband and I have our, you know, locally owned and operated business that my dad started, when he was 16 here locally, and, love to be that small business owner that, provides jobs and opportunities and manufacturing. But then also for me and the work that I have the opportunity to do with, SPI, which is, all the work with education, all the outreach with talking careers and encouraging our next gen, as well as my huge heart for our local community, which includes our local government. I spent, after we returned from overseas, I was stationed abroad with Ty, worked for Department of Defense, came back home, worked for the county and a few different departments and capacities, and then for a number of years was at City Hall working for our local city government and municipality. And so the work I'm doing today is breathing back into chambers, EDCs, which is how, you know, Barron and I have the fabulous opportunity to work side by side on a lot of local projects, because I feel very fortunate to be the City of Anderson's appointee on the Economic Development Corps and work with Jake through the chamber. We really collaborate on community nonprofits. We're, you know, dual Rotarians. And so I guess it's actually more than I thought. It's a it's a yes. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah. I mean, I wake up every day and it's like, okay, Shasta County.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
Absolutely.
What are we
going to
do today?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Life is way better than I ever could have planned it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree with you. Well, we're three or more gathered.
Yes.
So there we are. Well, we'll hear more about this when we come back. We're going to take a commercial break. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And in studio with us is Barron Browning. He's the vice mayor of the City of Anderson. And Christy Lanham, and she is with Sierra Pacific, and she's the community relations manager. And we will be right back. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, you will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Well, welcome back. We're live in the studio. I am Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And in the studio with me is Baron Browning. He's our vice mayor of the city of Anderson, serves on the council. And then also joining us is Christy Lanham, and she is with Sierra Pacific. She is our community relations manager, and we have been getting to know these two because they are just amazing community people who rise above, give back unselfishly because it's just simply the right thing to do. And, you know, this show was brought about when we had the car fire and all the fires that were surrounding us during that period of time. And I can remember sitting in my living room thinking, you know, what can we do? I mean, as a community, some people were opening up their homes and letting strangers, complete strangers, come live with them. Others were buying just the necessary, you know, undergarments and toothpaste, the things you don't think about when your homes burn that you don't have the very next morning to freshen up. Some people were being able to give food, and I'm like, there were just all these amazing people that were rising above, and this little light bulb went off in my mind, probably the marketing side of me that was like, you know what? We need to shine a light on these people. These people are amazing. We need to tell their stories because that's a true community. And some people don't even know they have that in them until something tragic like that happens. And then suddenly it just, something changes in them. And some people are born with it. Some people lead by example because they were taught by example. And so I guess, Baron, what I'm getting to is, so you're a young man in your family. Was this something you modeled, or was this something that came on later on in life? Were there people in your life that inspired you to do what you do and to be the person you are today?
You know, obviously you're raised in a manner, or at least I was raised in a manner, that you always have manners for others. You always respect your elders. Things that you just grew up doing. You respect the people in your town, what's going on, everybody helping everybody. So I was absolutely raised that way. I didn't think about it then the way I think about it today,
yeah,
for sure. But it was an amazing time. And today with the family that I have, two older boys, Brandon and Bryce. Brandon's older, and he has four kids, and him and his wife live in Idaho and live a great life. And then my younger son, Bryce, he's also married, and they have two kids. So I have six grandkids.
Oh, my goodness.
Winning.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And they are amazing, all of them, every one of them, in their own right.
Right.
And, of course, we have a daughter, Brianna. And she's 16, recently driving. And
look out.
So she starts driving, and then 2 days later, it goes and gets the job. And I'll credit all that to Mom. Because you want to give credit where credit is due.
Come on, Mom.
Susie, shout out.
Yes, my wife, Susie, who is literally amazing and puts up with all my antics and my late nights and constant, we're going to this event, we're going to that event, which has calmed down, obviously, with COVID. But she has totally supported me 1,000%. And I look at more of as she supported the community the same way I do.
Well,
she was born and raised in Anderson, right? She's an undergraduate.
She's
her family's all here. Graduated Simpson College, worked at Simpson Paper.
Nice.
We met after my first marriage. I was a single father of two at that time. Living at that time, I had transferred down to the Sacramento region and never been to California prior to that, other than maybe Disneyland. And now living in Sacramento, where I met my awesome wife, Susie, and she took my two kids under her wing, and they became men because of her. I'll tell you that.
She's a beautiful heart and a smile to match.
I almost want a tear just because she is just that amazing.
Yeah.
To raise our three kids and take them in as her own, and they do call her mom.
Yeah.
Because she is mom.
That's wonderful.
She's an amazing lady.
So this time during lockdown, and your family are in three different states. A lot of Zoom?
Well, FaceTime. We're FaceTime people.
Yeah,
a lot of FaceTime. So we get to see them quite often via FaceTime and capture those moments in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is here with me, and she's in Copper Ridge.
Nice.
And unfortunately, I haven't seen her in a year, but I do get to talk to her on the phone. And in fact, we were just talking this afternoon about we're hoping now that things are getting lifted that we can go visit her. She's had her shots.
Her vaccine.
So we're hoping to go see her. But all of that stuff and the people that I will tell you God has put in my life have made me the person I am today. And I attribute that to just friendships that have been made along the way. Norma Comnick, when I first really started integrating into Anderson and didn't really know anybody. You know, my wife is from here, so she knew all kinds of people. I knew very few people. One of the first people that reached out is Kim Chamberlain, who's iconic in the veteran world, at least in our Anderson region, said, hey, you should go to Rotary.
Yeah.
You don't know many people, but that's a great way to get to know people. And she tells me later that I thought you had an amazing heart and this would be a great place for you to really going.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and absolutely loved it. I love the camaraderie of Rotary. I love the friendships that were being made. And from the outside looking in, you're going, wow, look at what all they're doing in this community.
Yeah.
Look at the Anderson River Park and what they've done there and built there. You look at the fairgrounds and the amount of items that they built there over time.
So true.
And the amount of money that they give back to our youth.
Local schools.
Local schools.
Gosh. Scholarships.
Just amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to join. So I joined, and I think it was my third meeting. And this lady, who I don't know, really, says, you're sitting right here. Turned out to be Norma Comnick.
She reeled you right in.
She's like, you're sitting here. And we just start chatting, and the instant bond and connection with her and Keith Webster, who both are former mayors, former city council, iconic in the city of Anderson, really just took me under their wing and started introducing me to everything else. And in the middle of that, I get this offer for Sphereon Staffing. I wasn't working at the time. Budweiser and I had parted ways.
Yeah.
And so I had this opportunity to take over Sphereon Staffing in at that time, Reading, and took on that little challenge. Turned out to be a big challenge, but it's an amazing challenge nonetheless.
Yeah, but you rose to it.
Yes.
Look at what you've done with it.
Yes.
And they got you in the door because they saw that service above self.
Service
fabric.
Above self, yes. Mm-hmm. The amazing logo or theme of of Rotary is service above self. So this amazing time to meet them, and I would tell you roughly about a year later, they said, you should run for office. I don't know.
Did you have this like little gleam in your eye, like this little like...
No, it scared the crap out of me.
I love your honesty, Baron. It's refreshing. Thank you.
Like, no weight, no pressure.
I talked to my wife and she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, you know, I started going to city council meetings. I started getting involved with the chamber more and really understanding the dynamics of the city and just meeting and talking to a lot of people. And the one thing that I heard over and over again was, we'll never be what we were be when the mills were here. And I kept hearing that over and over and over. Mm. It became a mindset, right?
Yeah.
I knew. I don't know anything.
So you don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was, but does it really always have to be that way?
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, no, change is, you know, change, you accept, you adapt, you overcome. That's a Marine Corps, you know, motto. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be this way.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. We can together change the outlook and the mindset of our city.
And celebrate those businesses that, you know, had been able to endure those challenging times, right?
Yes.
'Cause it was a very
bleak 15 years, right?
Tough time for industry, for manufacturing, especially timber wars and so forth. But instead, let's look at, you know, those that have continued to thrive, those businesses that have come in. And as well, you know, I think for the city of Anderson, which is, you know, why it is such a pleasure to, you know, be a part of and try to encourage, as Baron does every day on council and through the economic development side and chamber side, is come here, right? We want to support business. We want to see local family-owned businesses. We want to see industry thrive. More to come. We've got space to grow. But I was also going to mention your, you know, tie-in too, right? City of Anderson and South County has really stepped up to where there were gaps in or needs to enhance public safety. And this city council down there and the community rallied behind public safety like nothing I've ever seen.
Nothing.
And Chief Johnson and the department have, along with our fire district down there and our partners with Cal Fire and Shasta County Fire, together, it is just unparalleled. It's been amazing to see that shift. I mean,
it's quite a transformation.
It is.
When you share a vision of hope, right? Because that's what it is. It's a vision of hope. And when you share that vision and they can see the light, they totally bought in and they totally joined. And I say it's totally we. I thank you for thinking and having me here, but we did this together.
Yeah.
And I say it every day.
Yep. I think that's true, but it takes a strong leader to be able to ignite that, I think, also. And you could see it where others maybe were too close to it at the time. And you
or been in it too long.
Or been in it too long. Yeah. Exactly. And I think your energy, your excitement for change, your desire to create it, and people want to follow.
And this council, that's exactly it, right? The city council down in Anderson works so well together and collaborates and is 100% behind business and behind public safety that the city has just risen.
Look,
that
we are
wonderful.
Completely united as a council. Now, do we vote always the same? Absolutely not.
No.
Do we have a difference of opinion sometimes? Sure. Do we share those on the diocese? Absolutely.
But that's what makes growth.
But when we walk away, and this is the thing I love about all of them, when we walk away, you never hear about it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of that, I want to hear more about this when we come back from this break. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen
up! Well, welcome back. We're live in the studio at KCNR on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I am Michelle Slade, and I am your host this evening for Heroes of the North State. I have the honor of having Baron Browning, the Vice Mayor of the City of Anderson, live in the studio with us. And we're learning just what makes Baron tick and how did he grow up to be the hero that he is today in our community. And then alongside him is Christy Lanham, and she's with Sierra Pacific Community Relations Manager. And Christy, we've been talking on and off the radio this evening, and you said a couple of words that really stuck to me. So I was hoping you could just elaborate a little bit on what that means to you. We were talking about growing and thriving and how we're growing and thriving in a community. And with that, I'm just going to turn it over to you, and you can just kind of just pour your heart into that.
Sure. It truly comes down to, I think, the heartbeat of our communities, especially in Shasta County and our northern counties. I can tell you it's something that is the most apparent and constant feeling when you're out in the community, whether it's in the business world or nonprofit world or local government world, just holistically, is that people care, and they care a whole lot about their community. And as we were talking about City of Anderson, Shasta County as a whole, we are growing and thriving. Yeah. We have, in the face of probably one of the most, you know, challenging financial years, I'm not going to even dip into that, but to really focus on the positive side, which is we are overcomers.
Yeah.
We have seen as economically in our business realm, as well as those from within California, moving up north, businesses opening their doors, expanding the number of jobs in Shasta County are through the roof. So if people are looking for work and careers, not just jobs, but looking for careers and opportunities, they are there.
There is plenty.
My gosh. So you're in the staffing world as well. I'm, you know, from the perspective of industry and opportunities and thousands of businesses that are either chamber members and or, you know, on the manufacturing or industry side. I can tell you, industry it boomed this last year. So while, you know, we know that isn't true for all sectors, but as a whole, we have just really come through things and entering into 2021, it's an exciting time. We really are seeing, as well, our community members ready to get out there. We're seeing our community and local events happening. I want to give a tip my hat to our local leaders, our board of supervisors, our city councils, that's City of Shasta Lake, City of Redding, and City of Anderson. They've been in a very challenging situation being under, I should say, in the state of California, but I have never been more grateful to be a Shasta County resident, and I spend a lot of time in our northern 10 counties as well as outside of that, but we are the most open, thriving county, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and I truly am grateful and really do take pride in the work that from very small family-owned businesses to those that shifted and pivoted and went online or virtual.
Absolutely.
It's been an inspiring year, and I cannot wait to see what's to come.
We are
growing and thriving, but it's because of the leadership that we have and the heart of our community.
Yeah,
and we're tenacious.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you, Christy. So, Baron, in your industry with Spherion, so you see a lot of that. And tell me about your role just in general with City of Anderson, because I know you're heavily involved in a lot of things, but I see you heavily involved in the City of Anderson and Shasta County as a whole.
Well, my background with Budweiser was obviously economic growth in the recycling division. And so I just carried that same motto really over to being on the city council and trying to get rid of that stigma that we can only be a mill town. There will never be anything else. This is what we have. No, that's not true.
Yeah, we are a proud mill town.
We are.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't speak up to that, because
that's true.
SCI is growing and thriving.
That is. I take that back.
U.S. offsite.
Yes, it's
another.
Yes. U.S. offsite is coming. But that really, that stigma of who we are and what we want to be when we grow up, we are who we are. We just have to go and let everybody else know who we are and that we're still here. And we've done a good job of that, just forming our own economic development and working with the Shasta Economic Development, working with the Chambers, Redding, Anderson, working with them and saying, no, we can be something else.
So a lot of our listeners may not be familiar with that. So Anderson was part of, explain what that means when you say we are our own economic development.
So Anderson started our own economic development 3 years ago. It's Anderson Community Economic Development, just really with the idea of really just focusing on our own. Focusing on Anderson, really going after businesses that we heard that were out there. We heard that we're looking to make changes. We came across U.S. offsites in talks. And so we invite them in. They have a discussion with us about where they, you know, what they were looking at. They were looking at Texas and Arizona, I believe. And we just went, hey, we have this parcel. It used to be the mill, one of the mills. I'm sorry, Christy. She's going to smack me in a minute, but that's okay.
That's part of the growing.
Well, there's seasons.
It's an evolution.
Yes. No, but it's great, because what it is Anderson had, within their city limits and that south end of Shasta County, a fantastically fitting location. Yes. And so they did. They went in.
Let's back up a second. It was actually in the county.
Yeah.
And we actually incorporated that into our city in the last 5 years.
Yep.
And so we incorporated that into our city through the government programs. We actually made it feasible for them to have some special grants and tax relief by building in an area that was economically challenged. And so we're actually very much an economically challenged area in Shasta County.
Right.
Anderson in particular. We, at that point, I think we were close to 50%, if not 55% economically challenged as a city. We're less than that today, thank goodness. But I think that's going to get better with U.S. Offsites and others that are coming to town, and I won't name them all.
Yeah.
But there's some great prospects in the pipeline.
Okay.
Maverick, who's not even a California-based company yet, they are actually building in Anderson, California as their third site in California.
Yep. And those jobs that come along with it, right? Those are
good paying jobs
with benefits, and that supports our local families. Right.
And let me just tell
local schools.
Sierra Pacific-esque jobs, right?
Right.
The careers that are that level of pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
$18, $20, $22, and $30 an hour jobs.
Correct.
Those have always been Sierra Pacific-esque platforms and jobs and recruiting a way for them to recruit. And I have people that, in fact, Joe Kinnear, who just retired this last year, great friend, who lived his whole career there, who's just an amazing man. And everybody I know that works at Sierra Pacific is just amazing. Now we have an opportunity with U.S. Offsites to do the same thing and really take us that next step out of being economically challenged.
Yes.
You're talking 100 jobs, right?
Yeah.
100 jobs in that pay range, more beyond the 200 and 250 jobs that Sierra Pacific has. I tell this to everybody, that doesn't just hit Anderson.
No.
When
I mean,
you get something
it's our
like
whole
that,
region.
It's our whole region. It's Nehama, it's Shasta. Mm-hmm. We all win because not everybody just lives in Anderson. Not everybody just lives in Redding. Not everybody just lives in the county.
And then the dollars stay local.
Yes.
They do. And that's what's incredible. We've talked about this recently, right, with Blue Dog RV opening in Anderson and with Mavericks and a few others coming. But it is, you know, for instance, one example, right, is Sierra Pacific Industries has – you know, over 5,500 crew members, but many of them may live in Shasta County, work in Tehama, or may live in Shasta County and work over in Trinity or Siskiyou or Modoc or Lassen County, right? So, but as a region, those jobs bring additional you know, economic development, and especially those that are buying homes, that are shopping local, and we all rise up. So it's one of those where, you know, it makes absolute sense that, you know, we have Todd Jones at the EDC at the helm, and he's all in. And we've got a great, great board and group who are wanting to see this continued growth and thriving that we're experiencing, and to see it through.
So, Baron, you've been on the council, you said, now for six.
This is my seventh year.
Seventh year.
Yes.
And we've got about a minute left. Tell us what are the top things that you're just really proud of that has happened in the seventh year during your term?
Oh, amazing. Amazing economic growth that we've had that we just completed talking about. The ability, I know not everybody's happy with it, but flavored vape. We were the first to stop flavored vape and nix that out.
Which is huge for the youth.
Huge for our public health.
Yeah,
that was crazy, crazy times. And then butane, we were the first to come up with the butane plan when the houses were exploding, when they were making their marijuana subsidies locally. And so we've done a lot of firsts.
And public safety.
I can't leave out Chief Johnson and our police department. One of the things I'm extremely proud of, when getting on the council, we had 2 per shift. We're now at 4.5 per shift. Just a difference in public safety in the city of Anderson. You don't see the crime rate. It's fallen every year. Love our city.
Well,
our community.
I am so happy that you came in, and we're definitely going to have you come back. There's so much more to tell, and I definitely want to help keep our community involved in what's happening in Anderson and in Shasta County, and especially with you two local heroes. Thank you, Christy, for coming in.
Thanks
Thank you, Baron. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. We'll see you next month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.